的愿景。
First week, we talk about what is God doing among us.
我们第一个星期我们谈到神在我们中间在做些什么。
We believe that God is doing something among us.
我们相信神在我们中间做了一些事情。
In fact, the assumption that we make,
事实上，当我们预设假设的是
is that not only God is with us,
神不仅仅跟我们同在
He is proactively doing a work among us.
他并且还是很积极的在我们中间做许多工作。
Our God is not a passive God.
我们的神不是个消极的神。
Our God is an active God.
我们的神是个很积极主动的神。
He's an initiator.
他是最初的起始者。
That's why we sang the worship song, He is the way maker.
所以我们在那边唱，神是开路者。
And last week we then talk about where is God leading us.
那上个星期我们讲神在哪往哪个方向带领我们。
We say that God is leading us to the promised land.
我们在讲神带领我们进入应许之地。
Where God is leading you is always to a good land.
神所带领的都是往最好的方向去。
It's a land filled with honey and milk.
那只是充满了牛奶与蜜之地。
But we also learn something.
但我们也学到。
It is one thing to be saved and rescued by God.
当我们被上帝所救赎出来的时候。
Not necessarily we experience the promised land that God has given us.
我们并不是很自然的就领受到神所给我们的应许之地。
So today we're going to answer this question.
所以今天我们要问这个问题。
How then do we enter into this promised land?
我们怎么样进入应许之地呢？
How then do we fulfill the vision of God?
我们怎样去实现上帝给我们生命当中的应许？
The truth is God has a vision and a plan for every single one of us here.
事实上，上帝对我们每个人的生命都有美好的意向。
Whether you believe it or not, God has a plan for you.
不管你相信或者不相信，上帝在你的生命当中都有他的计划。
You may not know it.
你可能不知道。
You may not have discovered it.
你可能还没有发现到。
Or you may have sidetracked.
或者你可能被引诱走偏了。
But God is calling you back today.
但是今天神在呼召你回来。
Because His plan for you is always the best plan.
因为这他的计划对你来说总是最好的。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we talk about how to fulfill the vision of God.
那我们今天在讲我们怎样去成就神的意向。
First thing, I want to tell you something.
第一点我要告诉大家一些事情。
From my heart.
从牧师的心头。
In order for us to fulfill the vision of God,
我们要去想实现神在我们生命当中的愿景。
It's a very difficult journey.
这是个非常艰难的旅程。
I will lie if I have to tell you that it is easy.
如果在这个世界上我们这个生命并不是那么容易的。
It is difficult.
这是个非常困难的事情。
If I can ask you to turn to the one next to you, say it is a difficult journey.
可能你转向说这是个非常艰难的旅程。
It's not a great way to start a sermon, isn't it?
这个正道开始并不是很好的开始吧。
It is a difficult journey.
这是个非常艰难的旅程。
But it's a worthwhile journey.
但是这个值得我们去走的旅程。
The vision that God has given us as a church.
上帝给我们这个教会的愿景呢。
Is that we are God-loving, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled, Word-grounded, disciple-making church.
我们是一个爱神的，以基督为中心的，被圣灵充满，以真理为根基，并且是塑造门徒的教会。
This is what God has asked us to do.
这就是神要我们去做的事情。
When you think about what kind of disciple, what kind of believer, what kind of parent, or what kind of teacher God wants us to be,
我们要想想上帝要我们成为什么样的基督徒什么样的孩子什么样的老师什么样的人是神要我们所成为的
What kind of doctor?
我们要成为什么样的医生
What kind of chemist?
什么种类的药剂师
What kind of student?
什么种类的学生呢
You know what's the answer?
你知道答案是什么
One that is God loving
那就是爱神
One that is Christ-centered.
是以基督为中心。
One that is Spirit-filled.
那是一个被圣灵充满。
One that is Word-grounded.
并且是圣经的真理所基础。
One that is disciple-making.
那个就是栽培门徒。
The vision that God has given us is comprehensive.
那神给我们的是一个多重的意象。
It is transformational.
它是一个生命改变的愿景。
And if we were to pursue this vision,
如果我们要追求这个愿景
God will change your life.
上帝会改变你的生命。
The question then is, how then do we fulfill this vision?
那问题是我们要去怎么样的去成就这个愿景
Because throughout the scriptures, we learn that the people of God that wanting to fulfill the vision of God always had a very difficult time.
因为在整本圣经里面我们看到当神的子民要去实现神的愿景的时候总是充满了许多的艰难
In fact, the moment you decide to be serious with God, temptation will come, challenges will come your way.
实际上当你要真的有一个真的真实的说要我上帝我要跟你很真实的在一起的时候那么诱惑就来的、这些抗拒的力量就来的
For example, Moses
比如 摩西
God called Moses
神呼召摩西
God even performed miracle for Moses to see
上帝甚至给摩西彰显他的神迹让摩西看到
But when Moses led the people of God
但当摩西领导他的上帝的子民出来的时候
Was it an easy journey?
那是很容易的旅程吗
The scripture recorded this
那圣经里面这样的记载
All Israelites opposed him
所有的以色列人在那边反对摩西
Thank God it wasn't a democratic society then
感谢上帝那个时候不是那种民主投票的那种社会
Moses would have been voted out
那如果要是那种社会的话摩西可能就要被投票 被赶下台的
You're thinking maybe that's Moses
你们可以想象那个是摩西的话
How about David?
我们想想大卫
When God called David
当神呼召大卫的时候
From becoming a shepherd to become a king
他从一个牧羊的小孩小童一直成为一个国王
Do you know how much difficulty he faced in his life?
你知道他在生命当中面对着什么样的困难吗
In fact, he has to run for his life.
实际上他要为了他的生命来逃跑
So when you talk about pursuing the vision of God,
所以当我们讲我们追求神的愿景的时候
I'm not talking about just being nice and rosy, you know, going to be enjoyable and it's all going to be sweet and a bit of roses.
牧师讲的不是说那个充满鲜花了很甜蜜的那种很温柔的那种气氛。
It is a tough journey.
那是一个很充满艰难的旅程。
But it's always a worthwhile journey.
但它总是值得我们去走的那个旅程。
Can I get an amen for that?
我们 amen 吗
So how are we going to do this?
所以我们怎样去做这个事情
Today, I only want to share two points with you.
那牧师今天只给大家分享两点。
One is stay close to the ark.
一点就是跟这个圣所当中的
紧靠越距，
突然跑不出来，紧靠越距。越轨对，
紧靠越轨 stay close to the ark.
对，紧靠越轨
And second is pedal as one.
第二点就是
同舟共济，
同舟共济很好。
I'll explain and I'll expand it right now.
那牧师现在就跟大家来分享。
What does it mean to stay close to the ark?
紧靠约柜是什么意思呢
？This is not Noah's ark, okay?
这不是诺亚的那种方舟。
This is ark of the covenant.
这是上帝约柜。
Ark represents the presence of God.
约柜代表神的同在。
When God called Joshua to enter and conquer the promised land,
当神呼召约书亚带领子民进入应许之地的时候
the ark of the covenant is always in front.
那约柜带着约柜呢，总是走在前头。
Why?
为什么
？Because when there is a vision of God,
因为那是神的愿景。
There is always a leadership of God.
那总是上帝的带领领导的作用。
Wherever there is a vision of God.
不管哪里有神的愿景的话
，there will also always be a provision of God.
那就是有上帝带领那种愿景的领导。
When God gives us a vision as a church,
当上帝给我们教会一个愿景的时候
，to be the kind of disciple,
要成为什么样的门徒的时候
，to be kind, to be the kind of person,
要成为什么样的人的时候
，sometimes it's very difficult for us to fulfill.
有时候让我们就很难去实现去成就
You've heard me saying in the city of KC there are population of around 400,000 people today
我们今天我们听到牧师讲到在凯西这个地区有四百多万人
四十万
400,000 我给他翻倍的十倍四十多万人在这里凯西这个地方
It is the fastest growing region in Victoria
这是在维多利亚省一个最成长最快的地区。
When we ask what is God doing among us,
当我们问神在我们中间做些什么的时候
，Is there a reason why God has planted a church here?
这为什么神要在这个地方 建立他的教会。
Is it just for ourselves?
建立这个教会只仅仅只是为了我们吗？
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在基督当中的弟兄姐妹，
I pray that God will expand our heart.
我祷告神使我们的心能够扩张。
I pray that God will expand our vision.
我祷告神能够张让我们开拓我们的眼界。
I look forward to the day where every single person in the city of KC has an opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们牧师在寻找，就在每一个在凯西住的每个人都有机会听到基督的福音。
But it cannot be done with one church.
但那不可能是一个教会能够做到的。
Now, do you know that in the eyes of Jesus, there is no denomination?
你知道在主耶稣基督的眼中没有宗派的分别。
One day when we get to meet Jesus,
有一天我们能够见到耶稣基督。
Jesus will not ask you, are you an Anglican?
耶稣不会问你，你是从
圣公会
圣公会来的吗？
Are you a Presbyterian?
你是从五旬节教宗的吗？
Are you a Charismatic?
你是灵恩派的吗？
No!
耶稣不会问这些。
He will only ask you, do you know me?
耶稣只是问你，你知道我吗？
Do you have the Spirit of God in you?
你有神的灵在你的生命当中吗？
Welcome, my good and faithful servant.
欢迎你，我又忠实又好良善的仆人。
Stay close to the ark.
紧靠约柜。
This picture is taken in our click building.
这是在我们的教会的建筑那边照下来的。
Few years ago, during COVID-19, we did a big renovation in our church.
在新冠病毒那段时间，我们教会重新要装修。
Around 60 people volunteered in this project.
在那段时间，有大约60个人在那边自愿的来装修教会。
And we put two things on the building.
在建筑教会当中，我们换了两个事情，两件东西在教会里面。
And these two things are the one that will help us to fulfill the vision of God.
这两个东西呢，能够帮助我们去建立、去实现、成就神的愿景。
We read,
我们读到
the first thing about how to be close to God, how to stay close to God.
第一件事情，我们怎么样去靠近、去亲近神的话呢？
Is to obey God's word.
那就是去顺服神的话。
You didn't think I'm going to start here, isn't it?
你是想我们只是从这里开始吗？
You know, it says in John chapter 14.
在约翰福音第十四章里面说
，It says that whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me.
他里说，有了我的命令又遵守的人，这人就是爱我的。
The one who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的也必蒙我父爱他。
And I too will love them and show myself to them.
我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Here Jesus equates our love for him.
在这里，耶稣装备我们去爱他
，as obeying him，
就是要顺服他。
You know, if you love someone, you want to please the person.
你知道，如果你爱谁的话，你要就会去讨谁的喜悦。
So Jesus says that if you love me, you will obey my commands.
所以耶稣说，如果你爱我的话，你就顺服我的命令。
And not only that, you be loved by my Father.
那不仅仅是这样，你也会被我的父所爱。
So there's a question mark here.
所以就一个问题在这个地方。
比如 I can hear you asking the question to me.
我可以听到你在向我问这个问题。
Does it mean that if I do not obey Jesus, God the Father does not love me?
那是说，如果我们不顺服耶稣基督的命令的话，那天父上帝就不爱我了。
And some of you are very smart.
有些人非常的聪明。
You start quoting John 3:16.
你就想到约翰。福音的第三章第十六节
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子给了他们。
And while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. He demonstrated his love for us.
就当我们还是在做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们而死的，就向我们彰显了他的爱。
The kind of love here is a different category of love.
那在这里讲到的爱呢，是一种不同程度的爱。
We are not talking about your salvation here, all right?
我们在这里不是讲到你的救赎。
We are saved by grace through faith, amen?
我们得到救赎是因为神的恩典使我们得到拯救。
Meaning to say there is nothing that you can do to earn the salvation of God.
那就是意思说，并不是你做了什么事情可以得到神的救赎。
And again, we read in John 14:23.
在我们在读到约翰福音第十四章第二十三节的时候
It says that anyone who loves me will obey my teaching.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
This kind of love is the intimacy, sharing secrets kind of love.
这种爱是一种非常亲密的，可以分享彼此秘密的爱。
Teenagers,
少年人。
How often do you share your secrets with your parents?
你有多少次会把你的秘密跟你的父母来分享呢？
You don't have to answer that question.
你不要问这回答这个问题。
I'm a father, so I know.
牧师个父亲，所以他当然知道。
Maybe never.
从来，可能你从来不会把你的秘密告诉你的父母的。
Who would you share your secrets with?
你要把你的秘密跟谁去分享呢？
You share someone who is close to you.
你就是跟你非常亲近的人来分享。
Someone that you trust.
有些人那是你能够信靠的。
This is the kind of love we are talking about.
这是牧师所讲的这种的爱。
You see, the love of the Father, the one that I'm talking about here, is about God revealing His vision and His plan and His purpose, not just for you, but for the people around you, for the city and for the community.
所以在这里，牧师所讲的。上帝的爱是一种那种可以跟你分享上帝的意向，对他你的生命，对整个社区，没办法全部换一个，对你的社区，对整个的意向，上帝内心的最主要的心意跟你分享，对你周围的人所造成的影响。
The Bible says Moses is a friend of God.
那圣经里面说摩西是神的朋友。
And because Moses is a friend of God, God reveals a lot of things to Moses.
因为摩西是神的朋友，所以神就向摩西去分享了许多神的事情。
God desires to have this kind of intimate relationship with everyone seated here.
所以上帝有这种心愿，就是每个人坐在这里的每个人，上帝都有这种跟你非常亲密的，能够分享秘密的心愿在那里。
You know, some of us might be thinking, you know, maybe God only wants to talk to the pastors.
有些人可能就想说，哦，上帝可能只会跟牧师讲话。
Or maybe talk to those that are always praying, you know, very holy.
可能也是对那些只会对那些一直祷告了非常看起来非常圣洁的人分享。
That is a lie from the enemy.
这是从敌人那边来的骗话谎言。
Because not every pastor seeks after God.
并不是每个牧师都在那边寻求神。
Not everyone who is praying is actually praying the Father's will. Maybe they just pray for themselves.
并不是每个人祷告的时候都是祷告上帝的旨意，可能他只是为了自己的利益祷告。
But it's those who seek after God.
但只是那些去寻求神的面的人。
And the promise of God is this.
那上帝的应许是这样子。
I particularly love the word home here.
我在这里特别的讲是完全
home.
Home, 家里叫同住。
It's like we will come to them and make our home with them.
我们要到神那边把神当作我们个家在一起住在一起。
In our family,
在牧师的家里
we have a very simple rule.
那牧师一个非常简单的条约。
As best as we could, we will have dinner together.
就是能够最早、最最争取最大的程度，能够在一起吃饭。
And during dinner, no phones allowed.
就在吃饭的时候，不能有手机。
Sometimes I'm the first offender.
那有时候牧师是第一个破坏了这个规矩的。
Daddy set the rule and never follow.
那父亲制定了这个规矩，但是他自己没有去实现的。
Because one of you will call me during dinner.
因为有时候牧师在吃饭的时候，有人会打电话给牧师。
You see, this is sinner speaking. Always blame other people, you know.
所以你这是非常重要。有时候很多人会遇到这种情况。
我说这个是罪人在说话，每次都是指责他人，推卸责任。
It's always the sinner speaking. Always made
blame
excuse to the other people.
But it's a simple rule, no phone.
这是很简单的规矩。
And very often,
不要电话。
And very often, our dinner is probably one of the most intimate time, and we one time that we can all sit together.
所以经常的是一个吃饭的时间，就是个整个家庭非常亲密的时间，大家在一起分享。
Because normally all the children are in their own room doing their own things.
在平常的时间，小孩子都是在自己的房间做自己的事情。
But during dinner time,
但是在晚餐的时间
we feel like home.
我们感觉到个家。
It's not just a house, it's a home.
不, 不 不仅仅是个房子，是个家庭。
There is conversation.
那在家当中有对话。
There is relationship.
那就有关系。
Sometimes we have to settle our disagreements.
有时候我们要平息我们的争论。
But sometimes we just chit chat.
有时候我们只是闲聊。
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that is the kind of relationship God wants to have with us.
我亲爱的，在主内的弟兄姐妹，这就是神要我们的跟他那种关系。
That intimate relationship.
这个非常亲密的关系。
And within this relationship, the Lord will reveal himself unto you.
所以在这种亲密的关系当中，神向我们彰显他自己。
You see, vision must be fulfilled in God's way and not in our own strength.
就意向必须按照神的方式去成就，而不是靠着我们自己的力量。
You see, when Abraham heard the vision of God and heard the call of God,
你们看到亚伯拉罕他有上帝给他的愿景，并且听到神的呼召。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
We'll find out a bit later.
我们就等下就会看到亚伯拉罕做什么。
The second thing about to be close to God is to seek God in prayer and worship.
那第二点就是跟神靠近神的话，就是寻求他祷告。
As we obey God's word,
当我们顺服神的话语，
we also seek his face.
我们要寻求他的面。
He says, "You will seek me and find me."When you seek me with all your heart.
上帝说，如果你一心一意地寻求我，你就会寻到我。
You see the culture of today.
你知道今天的这个传统，这个
文化。We are all seeking for something.
我们意思就寻求一些东西。
Yeah. The other day, in fact, yesterday, I just learned a term called doom scrolling.
昨天牧师刚刚学到一个新的名词，我不知道怎么翻译。
I was just thinking how you're going to translate that. Anyway, you know what is doom scrolling? Have you heard? Okay, who has heard of the term doom scrolling?
有听到这个英文词吗
？Okay, can one? No one else. There you go.
Oh, 有几个。
All right, there you go. James, very smart boy. Doom scrolling, basically, at least is what I was told.
这 doom scrolling 这个名词呢，牧师是这样分享的。
He said, you keep scrolling your screen.
你一直去把你的那个手机的屏幕一直来翻转你的屏幕。
Whether it's Instagram, TikTok, or 小红书 you know.
不管是抖音啊，Instagram 啊，小红书各个方面，反正你这微信，反正你一直翻转你的屏幕。
You know what's called doom scrolling?
你知道这个 doom scrolling 这个英文就是屏幕翻转族吧
？You wanted to stop, but you couldn't.
但是如果你要停下来，但是这个手机就一直翻转。
You get addicted to it.
你就上瘾了。
Because the algorithm knows exactly what you are seeking.
因为这个在手机这个节目的背后呢，他知道你在寻找些什么。
What are you seeking?
你在寻什么？寻求什么
？Doom scrolling is after a few hours.
当你在那边翻转屏幕翻转了几个小时以后
，You couldn't stop.
你没办法停下来。
You realize that is a colossal waste of time.
你就突然你就发觉这是在浪费你的时间。
What are you seeking?
我们在寻求什么
？The Bible says that if you were to seek God,
圣经里面说你们要寻求上帝
，you will find him.
你就会找到他。
Hence the Bible says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence."
所以圣经里面说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
，so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need。
所以我们就会要得到灵恤、蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
If you are like me，
如果你跟牧师一样的话
，every day I need the grace of God。
每一天我们需要神的恩典。
Every day I need the mercy of God to keep going。
我们每一天需要神的怜悯，能够继续每天的生活。
Every day is a battle.
每天都是在一个战场当中。
Since we are talking about battle, I want to tell you something.
我们在这里征战的时候，讲到征战的时候，牧师要跟大家分享一件事情。
We are all in battle.
我们每个人都在征战当中。
We might be fighting a different battle.
我们可能在进行着不同的战争。
But we are all in battle.
我们每个人都在征战当中。
Some of you are thinking, why after I become a Christian, I'm still in a battle?
有些人可能会想，为什么我成为基督徒以后，我还要再进行征战呢？
Before I become a Christian, I was in battle.
在成为基督徒之前，我在那边征战。
But now that I'm a Christian, I'm still in battle.
那现在我成为基督徒了，我还在那边征战。
But do you know what's the difference?
你知道不同的地方在哪里吗？
Before you met Jesus,
在你遇到耶稣之前
，You are fighting a battle that you cannot win.
你 尽情的征战，其实是赢不了的战争，你在那边征战。
But after you know Jesus,
当你知道耶稣以后，
you are fighting a battle that you cannot lose.
你进行的征战，你不会失败的战争，你在进行。
Because Jesus has conquered sin and death.
因为耶稣已经战胜了罪恩和死亡。
He reigns victoriously.
他是在那边统治，他是个得胜的统治者。
And Christ lives in you.
但是很重要的是，耶稣在你的生命当中。
So you are more than a conqueror.
所以你是。是一个得胜者。
实际上 I talk about Abraham.
我们再回过头来讲亚伯拉罕。
Do you know how long did Abraham waited for his promised son?
你知道亚伯拉罕要等着他的应许的这个他的给他的孩子等了多少年？
Anyone can answer the question.
谁可以回答这个问题呢？
How long?
多少年？
25 years.
25年。
Well done, Mr. NG. 50 years old has made you very wise.
他五十岁，他做得非常的聪明。
He's turning 50 soon.
他要快接近五十岁。
Let's give a big round of applause since you answered so well. 25 years.
亚伯拉罕等了二十五年。
He got impatient.
他就开始不耐烦了。
And the husband always blamed the wife. It's the wife that got impatient.
那丈夫总是抱怨说是太太不耐烦了。
Anyway, you know the story of Sarah and Hagar. They tried to give God a helping hand, and then Ishmael came along.
你当然知道那个撒拉跟他的侍女米迦的故事，然后他的儿子那个以斯玛利出生。
Ishmael is not the promised son.
以斯玛利并不是上帝所应许的孩子。
Isaac is the promised son.
以撒是上帝所应许的孩子。
When we pursue the vision of God, we must do it in God's way.
当我们追求神的愿景的时候，我们必须按照神的方式去追求。
Hence, we're going to obey His word.
就是我们要顺服他的真理，他的话语。
Why? Because we love Him.
为什么？因为我们爱他。
Now, how long did William Carey, the father of modern missions, live in India before seeing his first convert?
你知道现代的宣教之父威廉·科里在印度辛劳服侍了多少年后才看到第一位的信主的人呢？
Anyone take a wild guess?
大家可以做一个很大的去猜想，几年呢？
7 years.
7年时间。
7 years before he sees the first convert.
这个宣教之后，他在那边印度工作了7年之后，才看到第一个人信主。
This is my 7th year serving in this beautiful church.
牧师7年时间在这个教会侍奉神的。
I've been so blessed by God.
牧师就得到上帝很大的祝福。
I'm so blessed because you guys are really, really wonderful to me.
就是大家因为对牧师都非常好，所以牧师感到非常的受祝福。
But I cannot imagine in 7 years we did not see a single convert.
我们牧师不敢想象，如果在7年当中没有看到任何一个人信主。
God knows how weak I am, my faith.
上帝可以看到牧师的信心，他是觉得多么的软弱。
William Carey waited for 7 years.
威廉·科里在那边等待了7年的时间。
Do not ever give up in the vision of God.
不要把上帝给你的意象给放弃掉。
Eugene Peterson.
尤金·彼得森。
Talk about perseverance as a long obedience in the same direction.
他讲到个忍耐，就是在同一个方向上持久的顺服。
Long obedience in the same direction.
就是同样的一个顺服，在同一个方向上顺服。
Our culture wants something to happen today.
我们的文化就是立即就什么事情就要立即就要发生，就要产生得到一个结果的。
But God very often will ask us to wait.
但上帝经常的叫我们去那边耐心的等待。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because for God, it's not about accomplishing, it's not just about accomplishing the vision or the work.
但对上帝来说，不仅仅是他的意向得到成就，只是看出来这一点。
But God is sanctifying us.
但是上帝要使我们的内心能够得到圣洁起来。
God is changing us from the inside out.
上帝要使我们从内到外的来改变我们的生命。
God wants you to live a holy life.
上帝要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
God wants you to set apart for Him.
上帝要我们分别出来为分别为他生活。
God wants you to win over sin.
上帝要我们
win over conquer sin.
上帝要我们成为得胜者。
God is more interested in who you are than what you can do for him.
上帝对我们是我们是谁比我们为他能够做些什么更重要的。
So while you are pursuing this long obedience in the same direction, God is changing you from the inside out.
当我们在这个同一个方向上一直持久的去顺服的时候，上帝从帮助我们从我们从内带外的改变我们的生命。
And the second thing in terms of how we can fulfill the vision of God is to pedal as one.
所以第二点就是说怎样的去实现上帝的愿景就是同舟共济
Church unity
教会的合一
Again this is in our click building
这个也是在我们的教会的建筑物那边后面我们可以看到
What does it mean to pedal as one
就是怎么样同舟共济是什么意思
In John 17 says that all of them may be one Father just as you are in me and I am in you
就约翰福音十七章里面说到使他们都合而为一正如你父在我里面我也在你里面
When we do this this is what the Lord said
当我们这样做的时候这是主说的
That the world may believe that you have sent me
当我们这样做合一的时候就这个世界上的人就可以看到是上帝差遣的耶稣来到这里
Now our understanding of unity is very different of the world from the world.
我们知道这个我们所讲的合一跟这个世界上所讲的合一是非常不一样的。
Because the world talks about unity too.
因为这个世界上也讲联合，也讲合一的。
In our culture, we talk about unity.
在我们的文化当中，我们也讲合一。
Especially during election time.
特别是。选举的时候
During election time, it is not uncommon to hear politicians say, "United we stand, divided we fall."
所以在选举的时候，我们可以看到那些政党的政治家们都在那边讲，我们合作起来，联合起来，我们可以得胜。如果我们分散的话，我们就会失败。
The unity that the world is talking about is a common interest.
但这个世俗上、世界上所讲的合一的话，是共同的利益
，common profit.
共同得到的利益是什么
？Common sometimes is common enemy.
你说是共同的敌人是谁
？And once the enemy is defeated, they become common enemy themselves.
当一次当他们共同的敌人被打败以后，但他们之间也变成敌人。
But what is the unity that Christ is talking about?
但我们在这里，我们只讲到的耶稣所讲到的合一是什么呢
？The unity that Christ is talking about is beyond culture, beyond language, beyond interest.
但耶稣所讲的合一是在我们的文化习俗我们的利益我们所有的这一切俗世上的一切的事情之外的
是超越的
是超越的
Beyond
It's beyond over
The unity that Christ is talking about
耶稣所讲的合一是
He says that it's the unity of the Father and I are one
他在这里所讲的合一是讲天父跟我是合一的合在一起的
Is that relational?
是一个关系上的
Spiritual
是个属灵上的
Jesus say, "Remain in me."
耶稣说，你在我里面。
Our unity is found in Christ alone.
我们的合一是在主耶稣基督里面的。
It's not because we have a common interest or common goal. No,
并不是我们的有共同的目标、共同的利益。
Our unity is bought by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们的合一是因为耶稣基督的宝血把我们带到一起。
That's why the people of God.
这就是为什么神的子民
are to be one.
就是一个统一的、合一的整体。
One in Christ.
合一的在基督里面。
For the next 40 days, as we talk about abiding in the presence of God.
当我们在讲合一在神的里面。就剩下的40天里面
I want to encourage everyone to join a small group.
我在鼓励大家参加一个小组
Do you know what's the best place to learn oneness and unity?
你知道怎样的去学习一个在一个统一的合一吗
When you are among a group of people.
你是在一群里面去学习合一
When you talk about pedal as one.
我们在这里讲同舟共济
Suddenly I had an image in my mind.
那牧师的头脑的有个意象
I saw some of you.
那牧师就看到有些人
I have no problem pedaling as one
就没问题跟大家在一起同舟一起共济
It's a single kayak with just you, one
那就是一个小小的独木舟，你自己一个人在那边划舟。
You can go left.
你可以向左。
You can go right.
你可以向右。
Nobody is going to stop you.
没有一个人可以给你停止下来。
You're happily paddling on your own.
你就自己在那边一直的划舟划桨。
But do you know you put 3 to 5 people there?
但是如果你想想，如果在一只木舟里面换了五个人在那边的话
，It's very hard.
但是非常的困难。
But this is where we need the oneness.In Christ.
这就是为什么我们在基督里面必须合一。
It is easy if you just run your life the way you wanted it.
就是很容易，你要做什么，你按照你的意愿去做，在你自己生命当中。
I don't need to be held accountable.
我不需要去那边帮忙做什么事情。
Accountable.
我不要有个负责任。
I don't worry about anything.
我不要担心任何的事情。
But is this what God wants us?
但神是要我们这样不负责任的。
Jesus himself is in the small group.
耶稣他自己也在小组里面。
What makes you think you're better than Jesus?
你不要想你自己比耶稣更好。
Jesus had the 12.
耶稣有十二个。
And then Jesus had the inner circle, Peter, James, and John.
然后耶稣还有一个核心的，就彼得、雅各跟约翰。
We are united, but we are different.
我们合一的，但是我们又是不一样的。
The Bible used a lot of illustrations.To demonstrate this point,
圣经里面用许多的描述，许多的故事来描述这个事情。
One of it is to say, just as a body through one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ.
有一个就是说，就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身体。基督也是这样的。
So here's a question.
所以这是个问题。
It's a question for us to reflect and for me to reflect.
所以有个问题是我们自己去反思，去大家去反思。
How do I know that in this church I'm sowing the seeds of unity or division?
我怎么知道我在这个教会当中是种下合一的种子，还是分散的种子，纷争的种子？
There are a few questions for us and for myself to answer.
有几个问题问我自己，我需要自己去回答。
We know that desire of Jesus and the prayer of Jesus is that we may be one.
你知道，在耶稣的他祷告里面，就是我们是合一，成为一。
And I pray that all the churches in the city of KC can come together under the lordship of Jesus and to reach out to this city together. Amen.
所以我祷告，在整个凯西教会，这个所有的教会都能够在一起祷告，能够合一，为耶稣基督去做他的扩展的工作。Amen.
It doesn't matter whether you are charismatic or non-charismatic.
不管你是灵恩派或者不是灵恩派。
It doesn't matter if you, I don't know, you love singing praise songs and or some just like being very quiet and contemplative.
我不管你是有些人是非常喜欢唱很赞美的、很热情的歌曲，或者是安静的那些敬拜的歌曲。
Our oneness in Christ is beyond all this.
我们所有的这一切跟上帝当中的合一是超越这些的表面的现象。
Can I get an amen for this?
大家可以同意吗
？Can I get an amen for this?
Amen.
Oneness in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里是合一的，是唯一的。
So here are some of the questions.
所以问我们一些问题。
Do I speak encouraging words that strengthen others, or do I cause gossip and criticize?
我说的话是鼓励并且兼顾到其他的人，还是在那边散布闲言蜚语啊，然后去批判别的人？
When I hear negative talk, do I stop it or spread it further?
所以如果我听到负面的言论的时候，我是要把它停止下来，或者还是让它继续的传播更远？
The Bible says our mouth is very powerful too.
那圣经里面说我们的嘴巴，我们的舌头是非常有能力的。
The Bible also says that Satan is the father of deceiver.
那圣经里面还是说魔鬼撒旦是说谎的父。
He is the accuser of the brethren.
他是在那边指责所有弟兄的那个指责者。
When conflict arises, do I mediate and seek reconciliation, or do I take sides and create more division?
当那些冲突矛盾发生的时候，我是开始去帮忙调解，并且使他们和解，还是在那边制造更多的分裂
？It's easy to talk about unity and oneness.
那我们在一起，我们很容易谈着合一啊，统一的在一起。
But I can tell to put into practice is very hard.
但我告诉大家，当你去施行的时候，那就比较困难了。
It is very difficult.
那是一个非常困难的事情。
But in Christ, all things are possible.
但是在基督里面，这些都是可能的。
How about this? Am I focused on what unites us the gospel, the love of Christ, or am I obsessed with minor differences that cause division?
那比如这样子，我是专注于使我们教会合一的事情，福音，比如说传福音呀，去彰显基督的爱呀，还是说制造那些导致分裂的细节、细枝末节
？You see, the truth is this.
我们看到这个真相是
，In church there are different methods.
在教会里面有不同的方式。
There is a reason why in the Bible God does not explicitly tell us how a church should be managed.
就所以为什么在圣经里面 上帝没有很特别的告诉我们说教会应该是怎样去运作
God gave us very basic infrastructure
上帝给了一个非常简单的非基本的教会的基础
For example in the book of Acts
比如说在使徒行传
When the spirit of God came upon the believers
当上帝的灵降临在信徒当中的时候
God started the church as an extension of Jesus' ministry
上帝开始的教会是耶稣基督事工的延伸
They only do a few things
他们只做几件事情
They devoted themselves to apostles' teaching
他们把自己交托给使徒的教导
To prayer
是一起祷告
To breaking of bread
在一起擘饼
And to fellowship
然后在那边团契
That's it
就是这么简单的事情
But different churches do it different way
但是不同的教会用不同的方式来做这些事
Does it mean that one church is the most right?
是说有个教会做到最正确的呢?
Every time when I hear this, I get very worried.
但每次牧师听到这个事情的时候,牧师就感到非常的忧虑。
When I hear people say that this is the only one true church, I get very, very worried.
但牧师听到说这是个唯一的正确的教会的时候,牧师就感到非常的担忧。
So if anyone were to come to you and tell you,
但如果有个人来到你的面前告诉你
Come to my church is the only one true church
来到我的教会我的教会是唯一的正确的教会
I can tell with a big confidence that most likely that is a cult
我很告诉你有着非常大的负担这个教会可能是一个是那个邪教
We are one we are united but we are diverse
我们是个我们是一，我们是合一的，但是我们有很多不同的在一起。
Now we come to a time of focusing on Jesus.
我们现在来一个时间，就是专门注视主耶稣基督。
The Bible says how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
圣经里面说，看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善。
But do you know that Jesus is our perfect example of unity?
你们看到耶稣，他就是我们完美的合一的榜样。
Jesus reconciled us with God.
耶稣使我们跟上帝合一。
Jesus make peace for us.
耶稣使我们得到和平安和平。
Jesus is asking all of us to be a peacemaker.
耶稣要我们每个人成为一个和平的使者。
We're going to come to a time of communion.
我们现在开始进入一个守圣餐的时间。
We have to remember what Christ has done for us.
我们要记得耶稣在我们生命当中做了什么。
And during this time,
在这段时间
if you do not have a communion cup, can you please put up your hand?
如果你没有这个守圣餐的这些杯，你就举起手来。
Our ushers will give you a communion. Can you keep your hand up?
请你举起手来，我们会给你。
Do we have another?
我们还有另外一个。
Okay, so Xavier needs one as well. Thank you, Chai Chai. Oh, wish. I also need one. Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you. 40 days or so, all the way to Easter Sunday, we're going to do communion every week.
在接下来的40天，一直到复活节的那天，我们每周都会做守圣餐。
Want to remember what Christ has done for us?
我们要记得耶稣为我们所做的。
Want to remember the life of Jesus?
我们要纪念耶稣的生命。
How he healed? How he healed?
他怎样的医治
？The teaching of Jesus.
耶稣的教导。
The heart of Jesus.
耶稣的心肠。
The commandment of Jesus.
耶稣的命令。
The Bible says, "Draw close to Him, and He will draw close to you."
圣经里面说，你接近靠近他，他就会靠近你。
I pray that during this time, you in your heart you make peace with God.
我祷告在这时候你的心头跟上帝之间做个和平。
Because his body was broken.
因为他的身体破碎。
So that he can be made whole.
所以你得到医治。
And Jesus is the only way to stay close to God.
耶稣是唯一的道路使我们跟神亲近。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
因为耶稣就是道路、真理、生命，没有任何一个人，任何一个道路不通过耶稣能靠近神。
You can now take the bread.
我们现在用这个饼。
Let's partake together.
那我们一起用这饼。
This is a body that is broken for us.
这是为我们所破碎的身体。
And the Bible says,
圣经里面说。
Through the shedding of his blood, there is forgiveness of sins.
因为他耶稣所流的宝血，我们罪得到赦免。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin is more than wrongful behavior.
罪不仅仅是做错的事情。
Sin is separation from God.
罪是使我们跟神隔绝。
Through the blood of Christ, he said, "Come to me."
耶稣的通过耶稣的爱，神呼召我们到他面前。
You are now made righteous in the eyes of God.
你们现在在神面前是属于义的，因为耶稣。
No matter what you imagine yourself to be today,
不管你觉得你自己想象你自己是什么样的。
If you have faith in Jesus Christ,
如果在你的信心是在主耶稣基督里面。
You stand before God holy, righteous, pure, blameless, without blemish.
你站在上帝面前是圣洁，有义有义的，并且是没有任何疲瑕的。
How good is Jesus?
耶稣是多么的好。
So I'm going to spend the next 10-20 seconds just be in His presence.
我们在剩下的这一点时间里面，只是跟神同在当中。
Let us partake the communion together.
那我们一起用这个杯。
As we remain in the posture of worship,
当我们还在这个敬拜的情景当中，
you can continue to bow your heads and close your eyes.
那么继续低下头，闭上眼睛。
The worship team will sing a song to minister to us.
敬拜团队要在这边唱一首敬拜的歌曲。
During this time, I encourage you to draw close to God.
在这段时间，我鼓励你靠近亲近神。
To recommit yourself to God.
把你自己委身给上帝。
To say, God,
在那边说，
Not my will, but yours be done.
神啊，并不是按照我的意愿办，但愿你的旨意成就。
It's not about my vision, but it's about your vision.
那并不是我自己的愿景，而是你的意向。